Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The pig auditors are on the way. Get ready for them. Yes, it's a fact. A week ago, I received a letter from Tyson's Foods stating that they will be coming to my farm to perform an audit to see how we raise and care for our pigs. We do sell most of our market hogs to Tyson's, but an audit? I've never heard of such a thing. They intend to audit all of their major suppliers. I guess they have the right if I want to sell my pigs to Tyson's. The pressure from the animal rights organizations is powerful. We have food companies of all kinds bowing to their cry. In one respect, I don't mind the audit. My hogs are happy and well cared for. We don't even use gestation crates, which is one of the Humane Society's main complaints. Our sows run in the field. We should be a poster child for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. And by the way, even though Tyson's has announced that they will be auditing their hog suppliers to ensure humane treatment, the Humane Society is not satisfied since Tyson's has not outlawed gestation crates. Along with my letter to alert me, Tyson sent to me a list of questions to see if my employees working with the pigs know how to handle them. Now, one of the questions was, how do you pick up a baby pig? A, by the ear, B, by the tail, C, by the hind leg, and D, by the front leg. Anyone that has worked on a pig farm knows you pick up a little pig by the hind leg. I knew that when I was 3 years old. Well, where are we headed on this stuff? California has a law that eggs sold in the state must be produced with prescribed minimum space for the laying hens. And in the future, McDonald's will not use pork from farms that use gestation crates. These kinds of demands are offensive to me. Livestock producers do all they can to keep their animals happy. An unhappy, mistreated animal will not be an efficient producer of meat, eggs, or milk. It's that simple, and we're smart enough to know that. That's it for today. Be sure to vote. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.